Noreen McAfee is one of our own missionaries from Ballymoney, serving the Lord in Kenya, has been there for 10 years. And we're so delighted that she's over on deputation and able to be with us today at our special Children's Day. We enjoyed your sister this morning, and we're looking forward to her speaking to the boys and girls tonight. The Lord bless you as you bring God's word. Thank you.
Well, it is good to be back again tonight and to see everybody who's here. And again, I have to say the children did really well. Really enjoyed all the singing and all the reading. It just seems to get better and better every time. It was really good again tonight. And also, of course, little John, he did very well as well, didn't he? I have to say that as well. We're coming to God's Word, and I want us to read from Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 19. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. We're going to read together from verse 1 down to verse 10. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. We'll end our reading there. We trust the Lord will bless the reading of his word to all of our hearts. Let's have a wee word of prayer, please. Our Father in heaven, we give thee thanks again tonight for thy help given to the boys and girls. We thank thee, Lord, for the words that have been sung and read to us this evening. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt engrave them upon our hearts. We pray now that as we come to think about this portion of thy word, we pray that thou wilt give us help. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt guide us and lead us and instruct us and teach us. And we pray, Lord, that we would each one hear the voice of God speaking to us this night. We pray now that thou wilt do us good. And, Lord, even be pleased to see a precious soul in this meeting tonight. For we ask it in the Saviour's name. Amen. We're coming to this portion of God's word. And it's about a man called who? We'll see who was listening now. What was the name of the man? Yes? Zacchaeus, good boy. All right, it's about Zacchaeus. Now, not long ago in Kenya, we had some trouble. And in the newspaper, there was a big headline that said, Modern Day Zacchaeus. And what happened was there were some people who were chased out of their homes and they had to go and stay in tents for a while. And some very important people came to visit the campsite. And there was one man who was out of his tent when the visitors came. And the president and the prime minister came and they walked round and they came to this tent and there was nobody inside. And the man, he was away out in the crowd somewhere and he could see they were at his tent and he was really anxious to get back. But you know, by the time he fought through the people, the important visitors had gone. And the person who was writing his story said, that reminds me of Zacchaeus. That man in the Bible who was trying to see somebody and he was having difficulty. And I want us to think tonight about this story of Zacchaeus. Now, I have some things here to show you. They're not very big, so you're really going to have to strain your eyes so that you can see what they are. And the first thing I want you to notice from this passage is that it talks about a what. We'll see who's got good eyesight now. It talks about a what? A publican. All right, now do you know what a publican is? This could be interesting. I stick him on there. Do you know what a publican is? Or what a publican was? It was somebody who collected something. Yes? Yeah? Daniel? Good man. He was somebody who collected taxes. And if you look at that picture, you'll see some people there who don't look very happy. Nobody likes to pay taxes, not even today. And they say they're going to get worse and worse. But this man was a publican. He was a tax collector. That was his job. And you know, the Bible tells us some things about him. It tells us that he was quite good at his job. Because it said there that he was the chief among the publicans. This man had got promoted to be the chief of the publicans. And so I suppose according to worldly standards, he was quite a successful man. He'd done quite well for himself. He had got the top job. He was the chief. And then it says something else about him. It says that he was rich. He was rich. And if you'd been looking at this man and you'd have been looking at him and judging him according to his money, you would have said he was doing quite well for himself. And you would have said, oh, well, he has really succeeded. He's really successful. He's rich. He's rich. He's got a good job and he's got plenty of money. And you know, some people think, well, that's all you need in life. A good job and plenty of money. Now, you know, even though Zacchaeus had a good job and he had plenty of money, he wasn't satisfied. And he wasn't happy. Zacchaeus was, I suppose, what we would call a crook. A crook. He was a man who had cheated. And a man who had stolen. And a man who had taken money that he shouldn't have taken. He was a sinner. He was a sinner. He was a real old sinner. But you know, the Bible says that we're all sinners. It says that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you might say, well, I'm not a crook. I'm not a cheat. I never took anybody's money. I never swindled. I never did any of the things that he did. But God says you're still a sinner. God says you were born in sin. And that even if you've succeeded in your job, or even if you succeed in getting a lot of money, or even if you succeed in other ways, you'll still be a sinner. You'll still be a sinner in his eyes. But there's one good thing we can say about Zacchaeus here. And the Bible says that he sought to see Jesus. He sought to see Jesus. He wanted to see the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a good thing when a sinner wants to see Jesus. That's a good thing. And I wonder, is there somebody here tonight and you're a sinner? And you know it. Oh, outwardly you're successful and you've climbed the ladder and you've got enough money and you're dressed up nicely tonight and all the rest. But inwardly you know you're a sinner and you want to see Jesus. So that's the first thing I want you to remember about this publican. Now, the second thing I want us to notice is this. What's that say? Yes? Problem, all right? I want you to notice the problem. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, but there was a problem. What was the problem? Lewis, what was the problem?
Money.
anybody? What was his problem? I kind of have that problem. A lot of people maybe have that problem. Sarah might say she has that problem. Little John has that problem. Yes, a lot of people have the same problem. What was his problem? Jed. Say it again. He was small. He hadn't grown very big. He wasn't a big, tall man. And the Bible says he sought to see Jesus who he was, and he could not. He could not because he was little of stature. And the first part of the problem was with himself. He was a short man. He was a little man, and he couldn't see over the top of the other people. And you know, we're all short in God's eyes. We're all short in God's eyes. Oh, now the tall people aren't laughing. We're all short in God's eyes because we've all come short of the glory of God. He was short and he himself had a problem. But there was something else. Part of the problem was from himself, and part of his problem was the other people. The other people, you know, he could have been short, but if the other people hadn't been there, he could have seen, isn't that right? But because he was short and the other people were there, he couldn't see. And other people were hindering him from seeing the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, maybe there are people here who have both of those problems. What keeps you back from seeing the Lord Jesus Christ? Maybe part of it's to do with yourself. There's something within you that just holds you back and seems to be restraining you and stopping you from coming to Christ and trusting in him. Or maybe it's other people. Maybe it's other people. What other people do, or maybe something that other people say. These people later on, we're told what they said. They tutted and they murmured and they said, "He's gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner." They thought it was dreadful that Jesus Christ would take an interest in somebody like Zacchaeus. They thought that was terrible. So there was the problem. He wanted to see Jesus, but he could not. He could not because of himself and because of the other people who were there. And that brings us to something else that we want to notice. What's this word say? Place. All right, it says place. It talks about Jesus coming to the place. What place? What place did Jesus come to? Countryside? Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Rebecca? Jericho? All right, that's part of it. It was Jericho, it was the city of Jericho. Desert? Mm-hmm. What place, if you look in the picture, what place was Zacchaeus in when Jesus Christ found him? Oh, now we're going to get it, yes? Heaven? No. Jed? A sycamore tree. The place was a sycamore tree. Zacchaeus, you see, seeing his problem, he thought, well, what could I do? And he thought, I'll run and I climb up the sycamore tree. And then Jesus Christ will pass by and I will see him from there. But Zacchaeus met Jesus at a tree. He met him at a tree. And you know, if you're a sinner and you want to meet Christ, you need to come to the tree. The tree always reminds us of Calvary. It reminds us of the cross where the Lord Jesus Christ died and shed his blood for our sins. And if you want to meet Jesus Christ, you'll meet him at the tree. You'll meet him at the cross. You'll meet him at Calvary. That's where you need to get to. And that's where Zacchaeus got to. He ran and he climbed up the tree and he thought, I'll see Jesus Christ from here, because he knew he was passing that way. And that brings us to the next thing we want to notice. Oops. Which is? Yeah? Person. Alright, it says person. It says person. And that's the person who was coming to meet Zacchaeus. Who was the person? We've mentioned him a whole lot of times already. William. Jesus. All right, the person was the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the person who was coming to meet with Zacchaeus, and he was the person Zacchaeus wanted to see. Isn't that right? Now, this passage told us some things about Jesus. It said that he entered and he passed through Jericho. It tells us that Jesus Christ was passing through this place. You know, he was on his way to Jerusalem. And after he went to Jerusalem, he was going to the cross and he was going to die. It was his last time to pass through Jericho before he got to the cross. He was just passing through. And you know, every time when we hear the word of God, Jesus Christ is passing through. We could say tonight that Jesus Christ is passing through. Passing through this place, and there's the opportunity to meet with him. And then we read that Jesus Christ came to the place where Zacchaeus was, and he stopped. He came to the place where Zacchaeus was, and he stopped. You know, there are a lot of people who wouldn't have time to speak to you. They just fly on past, wouldn't stop even to say hello. But Jesus Christ, as he was passing through, he came to where Zacchaeus was, right to the place where he was, and he stopped. And then it says he looked up and he saw him. He looked up and he saw him. And you know, as Jesus Christ passes through Ballymoney Free Presbyterian Church tonight, he sees you. I'm sure Zacchaeus thought, I'm well hidden up here in this tree. Nobody will see me. Ah, but Jesus Christ saw him. The Lord Jesus saw him. He looked up and he saw him. I don't think the people said, hold on a wee minute, there's Zacchaeus up there, do you see him? No. Because they thought that Jesus Christ wouldn't be interested in people like Zacchaeus. So I don't think anybody's pointed him out and said, you better stop here and talk to this fellow. In fact, they were probably trying to push him on by. Don't let him talk to him, he's not the sort of person he should be meeting. Ah, but Jesus Christ saw him. And Jesus Christ sees you, and he sees me. And then it got better than that. He not only saw him, he spoke to him. Imagine, he spoke to him. Sometimes people go to special gatherings, and maybe some celebrity comes, or some famous person, maybe the Queen comes, and she's going around shaking hands, and you know, she speaks to you. Oh, people get really excited. She spoke to me. It wasn't just that I saw her, I shook her hand, but she spoke to me. Well, Jesus Christ spoke to him. Jesus Christ spoke to him. I wonder, is Jesus Christ speaking to you? Is he speaking to you tonight? Not in a voice that we can all hear, but inside in your heart is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to you. And then something else about this person. This person knew Zacchaeus. You might say, well, how do you know that? Because he looked up and he saw him and he said unto him, Zacchaeus. He knew his name. He knew his name. He didn't ask. He didn't stop the aides and say, now, who's that fellow up there in the tree? What's his name? He didn't need to ask. He knew Zacchaeus, and he knew all about Zacchaeus. And when he stopped to speak to him, it wasn't a mistake. It wasn't. He knew exactly who he had stopped with, and he knew exactly who he was talking to. And you know, that's the same tonight. Jesus Christ knows you, and he knows all about you. Maybe you think, oh, he wouldn't be interested in me. He knows you, and he knows all about you. And there's nothing you could tell him about yourself that he doesn't know already. And as Jesus Christ stood there looking up at Zacchaeus and talking to him, he said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. He called Zacchaeus and he told him to do something. He told him to make haste. What's that mean? I said, make haste. What would that mean? Yes? I don't really see one hand. Yes? Make haste, what would that mean? Mummy said, make haste. Yes, Lewis? To do it fast. All right, to hurry up. He said, Zacchaeus, hurry up. Hurry up. And come down. I was thinking, you know, it's interesting. Zacchaeus thought if he went up, he would see Jesus. But Jesus Christ said, come down. Come down. I know there are many people like that. They think that to meet Jesus or to see Jesus or to be saved, they would need to sort of pull themselves up a bit and clean themselves up a bit and tidy themselves up a bit and improve themselves a bit, and then maybe he would see them or maybe he would accept them. But you know, it's not like that at all. We're not to climb up. We're to come down. We're just to humble ourselves and come the way we are to the Saviour. So he was to hurry up. He was to come down. And he was to do it today. Because Jesus Christ said, today, I must abide at thy house. Today. And you know, that's what the Lord would say to each of us in here tonight who is outside of Christ. He would say, hurry up. Come down. Humble yourself. Today, I must abide at thy house. You know, Zacchaeus must have realized something. He must have realized that Jesus Christ wanted him. Jesus Christ wanted him. And I'm sure for a man like Zacchaeus, who was hated by most of the people around, to think that somebody like Jesus Christ wanted him was just an amazing thing. It was overwhelming that Jesus Christ wanted him. And you know, tonight, Jesus Christ wants you. You might think, oh, nobody's interested in me. Nobody cares about me. People don't even come near me. People give me a wide berth and they stay as far away from me as they can. And if people knew half of the things about me, they definitely wouldn't want to know me. But no. I said Jesus Christ knew everything about Zacchaeus. But he still wanted him. Jesus Christ knows everything about you. And he still wants you. He still wants you. Well, the Bible says that Zacchaeus made haste and he came down and he received him joyfully. He made haste, he came down and received him joyfully. He didn't waste any time. He didn't waste any time at all. He received the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think he didn't just receive him into his house and say, come and have tea at my house. But I believe he received him into his heart. And he stood and he said, when they got to his house, he said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. And that brings us to this. What's that one say? Yes. Daniel. It's hard. It's hard, maybe you're further away. Yes. Did I not spell it right? What? Jeff? Purpose. Good man, it says purpose. What was the purpose of Jesus Christ meeting Zacchaeus? Or what was the purpose of Zacchaeus meeting Jesus Christ? It was so that Zacchaeus might be saved, or as it says in the picture, so that he might become a new man. A new man. Jesus Christ wanted to come to his house to make him a new man. Jesus Christ wanted to change his life so that he would never be the same again. Jesus Christ wanted to make him a new creature. Jesus Christ wanted to turn his life upside down, to take away his sin and to make him clean. And you know, that's what he wants to do with each and every one of us. He wants to save us. He wants to save us. That's what he wants to do. And you know, he did it in Zacchaeus' life, and we have proof of that. The proof of that was in what Zacchaeus said. Zacchaeus said, right, the half of my goods, I'm going to give them to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I'm going to restore him fourfold. That was the proof. That was the evidence that something had happened in his heart. He was a new man. He was a different man. And Jesus Christ himself said, this day is salvation come to this house. I wonder, this day, will salvation come to this house? Will sinners meet with Jesus Christ? Will sinners respond to the call of Jesus Christ to make haste and to come down? Because today he wants to abide at your house. I trust that you will. For the Son of Man, as Christ said himself, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. May God bless his word to all of our hearts.